Good morning, and it is Wednesday, and it is 6:37. You know what that means? It is time for High Energy Cal. Cal Thomas joining us. Good morning, Cal. Welcome back.
Oh, Barry, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Let's start off talking about North Korea. It seems that they're willing to talk. They want to be friends now, and they're willing to give up their nukes. What do you attribute this sudden turnaround to?
Oh, Mary, we've seen this play so many times before. You had Jimmy Carter going to Pyongyang. You had Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico, going to Pyongyang. You had Jesse Jackson going there, freeing some hostages. The newspapers loaded with optimism. Maybe this is a turnaround. This proves what Margaret Thatcher said years ago at the UN Disarmament Conference in New York. She said, we in the West make a mistake when we transpose our morality on those who don't share it. I got a column coming on this tomorrow. One of the things I'm saying is that there's an organization here in Washington called the Arms Control Association. They've compiled a list of North Korea's broken promises over several decades and their behavior that includes selling missiles and nuclear technology to Iran and other enemies of this country. The list runs 37 pages. I encourage anybody to go look at it if they think that North Korea has any credibility in this area.
So, and by the way, I credit Dennis Rodman with getting us here.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Do you think the United States should in any way sit down with Kim Jong-un or any of his delegates?
Well, yeah, you could sit down with him, but I mean, just look at the results. The president suggested yesterday that his tough sanctions and tough policy, and not the Olympics, has brought them back to the table. Well, maybe it has. But again, let's say they were applying for a bank loan, North Korea. The bank officer would look at their credit rating, seeing that they had never fulfilled a single promise, and deny them credit. Why are we even giving them the time of day? This is going to end the same way. Kim Jong-un just said a couple of months ago there will never, ever, ever, he will never give up his nuclear program. I take him at his word.
Yet there's a lot of optimism out of South Korea. An envoy from that country coming to the United States to speak with the president in hopes that they can get something done here.
Well, the fans, look at the Olympics. Remember when Kim's sister goes down to Seoul?
Yep.
The Western media were all over this. She had makeup on. Her hair looked nice. She had a dress on, I guess, and she looked normal. Oh, my goodness. All the editorials, all the columnists were effusive. Oh, maybe this is a big turnaround. This is called propaganda. They know how to play this game. They know how to play us. That's what's going on.
Well, speaking of getting played, earlier this week there was a guy by the name of Sam Nunberg, and he was on national television, and there was some question of, you know, what was he doing? Because he's a former Trump aide, and he kind of spiraled out of control over the course of the entire day on Monday. It started in the morning where the media thought that he was the Rosetta Stone who was going to break open all of the Trump collusion stories, and then by the end of the day they were asking him if he had alcohol on his breath. What happened there?
Yeah, in the UK, they call people like this nutters. I mean, the guy was a. You remember the movie What About Bob with Bill Murray, where the guy is, a totally nutcase. This guy has just come unhinged, if in fact he ever was hinged. But he proves a point. The media are so desperate to get anything on Donald Trump, to get him out of office, to stop the reforms that he's making, to stop his policies, that they're even willing to put this guy on. And not only even that, CNN sends a reporter to Thailand to interview a prostitute in a police van who is being held for practicing seduction without a permit. Now, that made me laugh so hard. I didn't know you needed a permit to seduce somebody, but I guess I've been too conservative.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Apparently, they sent Ivan Watson to meet with her, actually went in jail to meet her because she and several other people were arrested for running a sex camp.
Yeah. Well,
to teach people how to have better sex. They didn't have a permit to work in Thailand. But here's the thing. She was photographed with a Russian billionaire who is associated with Paul Manafort. Yeah. So they're saying that's the link here.
Yeah, well, again, they're just desperate. I mean, the entire agenda, as Chris Plant has pointed out, Rush Limbaugh and many other conservatives have pointed out, has absolutely nothing to do with facts anymore. They are desperate. They're grasping for straws. They hate Trump. If you look at the Washington Post editorial page, the op-ed page, there's hardly ever anything positive said about Trump, ever. There's kind of a a quasi praise for Trump in the lead editorial of the Washington Post today, but that's only because of Kim Jong-un. It's not because of Donald Trump. So they're looking for anything and anybody. They'll interview anybody who has anything to say negative about Trump or who might put him in jeopardy of some kind of legal action by the special counsel.
Yeah, it's like journalism plinko. They hope anything's possible, and they start at the top with all the possibilities. Maybe they'll get to the grand prize, but they don't. They end up with like $100 at the end of it. And it's just like you've got a situation here where Bob Mueller's investigation has seemed to like step way beyond the boundaries of any notion of collusion or involvement with Russia specifically. And the press has kind of indulged it and pretends that all of the things it alleged in the past never happened. The Trump dossier is a perfect example of this. Wherein,
well, this is one of the problems, of course, for the special counsel without a limited focus. Trey Gowdy and Bob Goodlatte were on special report last night, and Bill Hemmer was sitting in, and Trey Gowdy was making this point, as he wants another special counsel to investigate alleged wrongdoing within the FBI top leadership. And Bill Hemmer asked him, well, isn't that a problem given what the Mueller people are doing? And he says, well, you can do this, but you have to have a narrow focus. It has to be written down, and you have to stay within the guidelines. Of course, the problem with the Mueller investigation, there are no guidelines. It began with Russia, and now it's gone everywhere in hopes of just finding something. I'll bet if they had unlimited investigations of us, they'd find something, but that shouldn't be the point of the special counsel.
No, it shouldn't. But, Cal, should the Republicans respond by not putting restrictions on their special counsel?
No, I think there needs to be restriction. I think it needs to be focused. I mean, look, not only is this open-ended, look at the cost. I mean, anybody who's ever, and this goes back many, many years, Republicans or Democrats, you remember the famous line by Ray Donovan of the Nixon administration after he was finally exonerated, where do I go to get my reputation back? Mm-hmm. The federal government has unlimited resources. The individual who is being investigated has limited resources and has to pay out of his or her own pocket. That's the problem with these things. You start out with a premise, and then you have an open-ended investigation to try to fulfill that premise, even if there's no evidence for it.
All right, Cal Thomas, thank you so much. We look forward to you joining us every Wednesday morning. We'll see you next week. 6:44 on WMAL.